good Saturday afternoon to you from sunny Fremont, Nebraska. The temperature about 50 degrees outside makes you think that March is right around the corner, but we still have a lot of basketball to play in January and February. The Dort College Defenders and Midland Warriors getting set for this afternoon's basketball contest. Both teams are out on the floor warming up for today's game. Let's begin with a look at the matchup between these two teams. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here in Fremont. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 0-12 in the conference, 8-14 overall, still looking for that elusive first Great Plains Athletic Conference win of the season, taking on a Midland team that is 5-6 this year in the loop and 13-7 overall. Midland, a team that has worked its way into the national scene in terms of receiving votes in the Division II coaches poll under the tutelage of Coach Sean Gilbert. He is in his fourth year here at the Fremont, Nebraska-based school, the former Midland Lutheran. Now they go by Midland University. Let's take a look at these Midland women, first of all, 5-6 in the GPAC. They have won two games in a row after absorbing three losses in a row to Northwestern, Hastings, and Concordia. The Northwestern and Hastings games were both decided after overtime sessions. Northwestern actually went to double overtime. The Warriors have scored 69.2 points per game. They allow 67. The Warriors have been out-rebounded 38.2 to 33.5. And the Warriors have built its 13-1 season with a 39% success rate from the field. They do much of their damage, though. How do they make up for some of those disparities? It's not often that you get out-rebounded by an average of nearly 5 per contest and you shoot under 40% from the field and you still piece together a 6-games-over-500 season. The nearest I can figure, they do most of it at the free throw line, where they have a distinct advantage. They have converted 76% of the free throws, 308 for 404, to 68% for foes, 224 for 331. Joelle Overkamp scores 16.2 points per game with 46.8% field goal shooting. She has a 6.2 rebounds average. Megan Cox adds 15.7 points per game, and she has a 4.8 rebounds per game average. Amanda Hansen and Miranda Paul put in 8.3 and 7.4 points per game for the Warriors. For the Defenders, they're 8-14 overall, 0-12 of the conference. Katie DeWitt-Severson's second team at Dort College is averaging 63 points per game and allowing 69.2 points per outing. Kim Cruz scores 9.2 points per game with a 4.4 rebound average. Paige Engbers converts 8 points per game and leads the team with 50 made three-point baskets. Let's pause for our national anthem. Our national anthem from Fremont, Nebraska, continuing on with a look at the Dort College numbers. Kenzie Bausma is adding 8.1 points per game, but she did not play again on Wednesday. That finger just not healing the way they would like it to. She suffered a hand injury right around the Christmas break, actually, at the Classic Dort College hosted. And she has not been able to shake that injury. She played for a couple of games, but on Wednesday was not in uniform, and she is not in uniform again today. Shea Palama adds 7.7 points per game with a team-high 7 rebounds per contest. Annie Rinesmith has 59 assists to lead the Defenders, and Cruz has 54. The Midland women beat Grace 86-29 behind 21 points by Joelle Overkamp, and Cux added 14. Midland was 11 of 15 from the free throw line to 2 of 2 shooting by Grace. The Defender women were unable to get on track and lost to Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday night. Mitchell, Annie Reinsmith scored 12 points in the loss. Here are your probable starters for tonight's contest or for this afternoon's contest. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they'll start number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 9.2 points per game. Jamie Gasink is a 5'9 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 6.8 points per game. Paige Engbers, a 5'9 senior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 8 points per outing. And number 25, Annie Reinsmith, a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 6.5 points per game. Shea Palomo wears number 31. She's a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 7.7 points per game. That's the probable starting lineup. We do know that Kenzie Bausma is not in uniform today. We also know that Rio Landers, nursing a leg injury, is not playing today either. And from what I understand with Rio Landers, her status, nothing new, nothing urgent, just simply something that they have elected would be a wise move to have her sit out today's contest. Hopeful that she will be able to play on Wednesday. Midland starting lineup, they will go with number 3, Megan Cox, a 5'9 junior from Omaha, averaging 15.7 points per game. Number 4 is Miranda Paul. Miranda Paul wears number 4. She's a 5'8 senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 7.4 points per game. Amanda Hansen is a 5'7 freshman from West Point, Nebraska, averaging 8.3 points per game. Madison Severson is a 5'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 6 points per contest. And Joelle Overkamp is a 5'10 junior from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 16.2 points per contest. Dort College is in the Road Blacks, white numbers trimmed out in gold, while the Midland Warriors are in their home grays, orange numbers, and lettering trimmed out in black. Second team in a row that we have seen elect to go with the gray jerseys for their home uniforms. Dakota Wesleyan also on Wednesday sporting gray with blue highlighting for their home jerseys, played at Mitchell, South Dakota. We are set for basketball. Opening tip, and we have shot clock needs to be reset, and we are just about set for basketball again. Midland will be moving from my left to my right. Don't ask me what direction that is. I get turned around a little bit when I come into the school, and the Dort College Defenders will be moving from right to left. Pass by Reinsmith, deflected, picked up by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball out front. Jamie with the basketball gives it up over to Paige. Paige Engbers inside. It goes to Paloma. Paloma's shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Megan Cox. Well, we'll see if Paige Engbers can build on her career record 167 made three-point baskets. Jamie Gasing down to her knees, trying to take it away from Amanda Hansen. Comes back outside instead to Miranda Paul. Backdoor cut, Overkamp, Overkamp layup good. Joelle Overkamp with a two-point basket, and the Midland Warriors take a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score, Midland with a basket on defense. Dort College working it up to midcourt. Coming across the timeline with it is Jamie Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink gives it up over to Cruz. Cruz, Engbers. Engbers squeezes off a three, too strong from the left wing. Rebound deflected up, picked up by Reinsmith. Saves it into Cruz. Cruz, free throw line, back outside. Reinsmith, Reinsmith, three, right wing, good. A three-point basket and a foul called on the rebound. I believe that's going to go on Paloma. Shea whistled for the personal foul. The basket counts. Annie Reinsmith gets her first basket of the day as she gets one to go from the right wing. Bounced it as high as he can off of the rim, and it fell through the netting. Here comes Midland with the basketball. Out front is Severson. Severson comes back over to Paul. Paul with the basketball. She gives it up left side over to Hansen. Hansen driving in right side. Midland will weave. Now they kick it out. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it right side. No good by Madison Severson. And here comes Dort College. Jamie Gasink with the basketball. She passes right side. Comes back out front to Cruz. Cruz left side. Gasink. Gasink penetrates. Layup good. Jamie Gasink with a two-point basket. The Dort College Defenders lead it 5-2. 5-2 our score. 8:20 remaining, first quarter of play. Midland with the basketball out front, Severson. Severson to Paul. Paul crosses over, nothing there. She comes back over to Cox. Cox with it at the free throw line. Right side, three-pointer on the way by Hansen. Missed it short, no good. Rebound out long, though, taken away by Paul. And Midland continues the possession. They did not get the shot clock reset. It will be Midland basketball on the sideline after the reset. 8:01 remaining here in the first quarter. That ball glanced off of the rim, so needed the shot clock reset. Midland basketball, Amanda Hansen. Hansen swiped at by Reinsmith, taken away by Cruz. Cruz up the floor, Kim Cruz with the right hand. Strong move to the hoop. Layup good. Kim Cruz with 2 points as she inches her way closer to 900 career points. Midland basketball. Madison Severson. Severson goes high post. Overcamp. Overcamp straight on two. No good. That was from about 15 feet. And now a foul called on the play against Overcamp. Joelle Overcamp whistled for foul number one. That is team foul number one against Midland as well. And the Dort College defenders looking to build on a 7-2 lead. 7-2 our score out front with the basketball. Ryan Smith gives it up over to Cruz. Cruz right wing out front, Giesink. Midland in a man-for-man defense, sagging off on Palama. They're going to back off as she gets it on the elbow. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers, three, too strong, no good. And the rebound is tipped away, out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. 7-13 and counting as we resume play. Midland on the inbounds. Dort College backing off and allowing Midland to bring the ball up unimpeded. With the basketball out front is Paul. Paul right side to Severson. Severson to Overcamp. Overcamp guarded there by Dort College's Shea Palama. Out front with the basketball is Severson. Severson has it out front. She goes to Paul. Paul guarded by Gason. Gason cuts her off on the baseline. Paul with the left hand scoops it up, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing up the floor, looking long, doesn't have anyone long. Tries the diagonal pass, and it's taken away by Midland and Amanda Hansen. Hansen driving in the other way with the right hand, good. Amanda Hansen with a 2-point bucket. Dort College leads 7-4. 7-4, right side it goes Gasing. Gasing into the corner, out front it goes Cruz. Cruz right elbow, spins back to the middle of the lane, puts it up with the left hand, shot blocked. And now stepping on the baseline out of bounds was Cruz as she gathered in the rebound. Megan Cox able to bother the layup attempt enough. Actually blocked the shot. Cruz came down with a rebound, but she was out of bounds. 6:15 left to play here in the first quarter. Midland basketball. This is Severson. Severson feeds it left side over to Hansen. Hansen, top of the key. Paul. Paul goes right side over to Cox. Cox for the basketball. Cox to Paul. Paul, left elbow. Comes back outside Severson. Severson, floater, baseline, missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is Abby Pruitt. Pruitt, the freshman from Urbandale, and Rhinesmith is whistled for traveling. Unable to get the ball down on the deck before getting whistled for the travel violation. And the Dort College defenders lead 7-4. Midland basketball. Coming up with it is Severson. Severson to Cox. Cox goes right side over to Hansen. Hansen gives it up Overcamp. Overcamp driving in. Comes back right side to Hansen. Hansen back outside. Overcamp. Overcamp straight on. Three over the top of Gasing. Missed it wide. Out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Jamie Gasing checks out of the contest. Checking in is Alyssa Flohn. Dort College basketball. In the backcourt with it is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith will walk it up. Ryan Smith takes it up against Amanda Hansen, gets it across the timeline, 3 seconds in front of the 10-second call. Pass goes left side. They go to Pruitt. Pruitt on the left wing, shakes left, goes right, backdoor cut, Flohn, and Flohn is held on the play. Alyssa Flohn is held on the play. Foul called on Madison Severson. Severson commits the foul on Flohn, the 5'7 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, listing that as her hometown now. Previous to that, it was Rock Valley. She was married this past summer. With the basketball, right side it goes. Angbers. Angbers feeds it down low. Putting the ball on the floor was Dort College's backup post player. Shot by Flohn in the lane. No good after Evavold kicked it to her. Now the ball taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt driving to the basket, and she's going to be called for traveling. There was 3 steps in that drive by Pruitt. Angbers checks out of the ball game. Checking in is Peyton Harmson. We'll set the lineup for Dort College right now. It's Ryan Smith, Flohn, Harmson, Evavold, and Pruitt. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Checking in is Maddie Meadows for Midland. Dort College throwing the ball in. Harmson will trigger it. Our score remains Dort College 7, Midland 4. Neither one of these teams a very high-scoring team, both in the 60s for averages. Pass left side, Pruitt. Pruitt steps inside the three-point line and drills the 15-footer off the pass. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket. North College leads 9-4. 9-4 our score. Meadows passes it to Cox. Cox to Hansen. Hansen left side, Overkamp. Overkamp. Back to Hansen. Hansen drives in. And putting up the brick wall that time was Evavold. Ball goes out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds by the defenders. It will be Midland basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Megan Cox. Cox will get the ball. Slaps it for action. Looking for someone to pass to. She throws it in over the top and finds post player for Midland. That's number 32, Paige Erickson. Dort College gets the loose ball. Driving the other way is Flown. Flown with a lay-in, and the Dort College defenders out to an 11-4 lead. An early lead for the Dort College defenders. Meadows passes to Cox. Cox with the basketball. Drives out front. Erickson. Erickson left elbow jumper. No good. And the Dort College defenders trail 11-4. Driving the other, or lead, I should say, 11-4. Out front, Flown. Flown thought about the shot. Step back by Harmson. Harmson shot, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball, Cox. Cox sets the offense, goes over to Overkamp. Overkamp, right wing, Hansen. Hansen, Overkamp. Overkamp's shot is well short of the goal, thinking that one must have slipped. Ball ends up out of bounds on the baseline. It is Dort College basketball. Out front with it is Flown. Flown, right side, Evavold. Evavold over the basketball. Evavold up the right sideline, and a foul on the play called on Paige Erickson. So Erickson whistled for the personal foul. I don't believe Erickson has been playing as of late. She was not on the list, I believe, from Grace on Wednesday when I did my prep work. Shot goes, pass goes into Cruz. Cruz with the bucket. Erickson, indeed, has played in 14 games this year, started 14. She has not played the last six contests, but she is in uniform this evening. Shot no good on the baseline by Overkamp. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Pruitt. Pruitt gets it back over to Cruz. Cruz across the timeline. Comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt to Flown. Flown, Harmson. Harmson, wing jumper, no good. Evavold there, weak side rebound, good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket moments ago. Rachel Evavold with a two-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders have raced out to a 15-4 lead. There's a timeout on the floor. Charged to Midland. Dort College in the midst of an 8-0 run. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They're located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Midland basketball after the timeout. So Midland uses a 30-second timeout. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go against Dort College and Paige Ingbers. Ingbers whistled for her first personal. And that is team foul number one on the defenders. Pass comes in. Cox, step back three on the way. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Ingbers. Ingbers clears the rebound. Here comes Dort College. Rinesmith. Rinesmith quickly up the floor. Passes over to Alyssa Fetters. Fetters with the basketball. Fetters passes it. Tries to feed it to the post. And Joelle Overkamp ends up kicking it away. So the violation, it'll be Dort College basketball. 2:01 remaining. First quarter of play. Pass goes into Gasing. Gasing with a jumper. Good. Jamie Gasing and the Dort College defenders have built a Baker's Dozen lead. At 17-4. Dort College on a 10-0 run. Midland basketball. Midland looking. Pass goes left side. Out front with the basketball is Meadows. Meadows feeds it. Right side, Cox. Cox three. Good. Megan Cox with a three-point basket. And the Dort College Defenders lead by 10, 17-7, with a minute and a half left to go in the contest. In the first quarter. 90 seconds left in the first quarter. Gasink tries to feed it off right side. Yeah, sometimes I do get ahead of myself. That'd get me home to Sioux Center in good time, but may as well play the next three quarters or so as well. With a basketball out front, Fetters, Gasink, three ball, off the heel, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Meadows, the freshman from Gretna, Nebraska. Long pass to Overkamp. Overkamp reverses it into the left corner. Three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Fetters, the freshman from Sioux Center, wearing zero today. She passes right side over to Angbers. Angbers stops on the left elbow, goes to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Gasink. Gasink tries to feed it inside, tries to dump it down to Shea Palama, and the ball ends up out of bounds, last touched by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Fetters checks out of the contest, cruises back in along with Gasink, Angbers, Rinesmith, and Palama. 57.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Pass to Palama. Palama on the baseline, facing up, short corner, comes back over to Cruz, free throw line. Left side it goes Gasink. Gasink to Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Cruz. Cruz tries to cross over, and the ball's down on the deck and forcing a tie-up. The Midland player got on top of it first. Paige Angbers heads up play that time, diving down to force the tie-up. And if nothing else, it uses the possession arrow, and Midland doesn't get a free possession out of it. Dort College on defense, 12-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Kick-out pass, right side, Overkamp with a three, and that's what you've got to watch for against this Midland team. They can score points in bunches. A game against Dort College in Sioux Center back in January. Back in December, Dort College held the lead at halftime, and then Midland went crazy in the second half. Cruz fouled as she brings the ball across the timeline. 17-10, our score. Dort College in front, inbounding the basketball. Angbers gets it into Rinesmith. Shot clock is off. 24 seconds and counting, now 20. Rinesmith across half court, picks up her dribble, passes over to Gasink. Gasink with it on the right elbow. Gasink. Pass, fakes the pass, left, comes back to the middle of the lane, banks it off the glass from straight on, and the Dort College defenders lead at 19-10. Quickly up the floor is Overkamp. Overkamp, little bit of separation, baseline jumper is good. Joelle Overkamp with seven first quarter points for that matter, and we've played one quarter. Our score, Dort College 19, Midland, I believe it should be 12. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also online, KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders leading Midland 19-12, but Dort College commits a turnover on the first possession of the second quarter. Midland has it, and now taking it back is Abby Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving up the floor. Rinesmith puts it up, blocked, but a foul on the play. I'm not sure if it came on the rebound or the shot. We'll wait for the indication from the official. We're going to say it came on the rebound. Megan Cooks whistled for the personal foul. That's her first. It's a seven-point advantage for Dort College. Throwing the ball in will be Rinesmith. Rinesmith gets it into Angbers. Angbers back over to Rinesmith. Reverses Pruitt. Pruitt, long three on the way. Short, no good. Rebound Cruz. Cruz up with it. Shot, no good. Rebound, Evavold outside Rinesmith. Angbers, 23-footer off the heel, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Meadows. Meadows with the basketball. Meadows quickly up the floor, gets the return pass now. Drive into the lane, shot by Overkamp, no good, but Joelle Overkamp will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul is charged to Dort College's number 25, Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. 9:08 remaining, first half of play. First free throw on the way for Overkamp is good. Overkamp killed the defenders from the free throw line in that first meeting of these two teams. I believe she ended up 15 for 17 in that contest. That was a large part. That was a big part of Midland's offense in the second half in that game played at the DeWitt Gym. Second free throw on the way for Overkamp is good, and it's a 19-14 ball game. Overkamp, you don't want her to get going. She's at 9 points already, 16 points per game. And she will keep shooting it, even if she misses her first couple. Pass goes to Pruitt. Pruitt, left side, Angbers. Angbers thought about the three, sidesteps a defender instead, gets the shot to go. All started with a ball fake. They had to respect Angbers' three-point shooting ability. And she put the fake up. The defender bought enough, and she was able to get around for the layup. Missed shot on the other end. Here's Kim Cruz with a rebound. Ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, right side, reverses over to Ryan Smith, and coming up from behind, the Calvary was coming, and coming away with it is Hillary Huss for Midland. She gets the steal on the pass that looked like it was there for a moment. Pass comes out front to Pruitt. Rebound from Pruitt, I should say, over to Cruz out front. Cruz with it on the left sideline, right in front of the Midland bench now. Cruz weaving in, her shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold, basket good. Rachel Evavold with 4 points. And the North College defenders lead at 23-14. So the defenders pushing what was a 13-point lead that shrunk down to 4, back up to 9. And that's where we are right now. Abby Pruitt banged up on a defensive play. She gets whistled for the personal foul. And for Pruitt, that is number 1. And team foul number 1 against, team foul number 2 against the defenders in this quarter. 23-14, our score. Midland has the basketball. Pass goes left side over to Paul. Paul back out front to Severson. Severson with the basketball. Three-pointer on the way from the wing. Missed it, no good. Long rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt able to occupy a couple of Midland players, and that left Pruitt free to go get the rebound. Flohn passes right side, Gasing. Gasing down low to Flohn. Paloma. Paloma loses it, but Pruitt's there to pick it up. And Abby Pruitt has 4 points. It's 25-14. 25-14, our score. Ball's down on the floor, taken away by Gasing. Gasing has the numbers for the moment. Now it's 3-on-3. Long pass over the top to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt on the left wing. She gives it up to Flohn. Flohn, Gasing. Gasing had an open lane to the basket, instead kicks it back out. Cruz, right side, Harmson. Harmson, three, rattles it, no good, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Shea Paloma. It will be Midland basketball. Midland basketball. So Midland with the ball, they bring it up. This is Megan Cox. They feed it off right side, and an easy layup for Midland. Coming up with it was Madison Severson, and Severson with a two-point basket. It's 25-16. 25-16, our score. Steal by Midland near midcourt. Feed it ahead, and a layup for Hillary Huss. And then it's down to 25-18, just like that. Back to a seven-point ball game. With it is Pruitt. Pruitt is fouled, and Dort College calls for a timeout. So the defenders will use their first timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Point Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality on time since 1955, and by the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. With a basketball out front is Pruitt. Pruitt gets it back over to Gasing, 13 to shoot. Gasing driving in, and she puts it up in traffic, and a foul on the play called on Miranda Paul. So Miranda Paul whistled for the personal foul. Gasing will shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. First free throw by Gasink was good. Second free throw by Gasink is good. So Gaysink knocks down a couple of free throws, and the defender lead is back to 9, 27 to 18. Backdoor cut intended for Huss. It's taken away. Here's Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers. Feeds it right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt comes back over to Paloma. Paloma right side. Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball looking for Flown on the backdoor cut. Instead, Pruitt dribbles back to the top of the key. Back over to Harmson. Harmson left side. Gaysink. 10 seconds to shoot. Pick and roll play. Get it underneath to Paloma. Paloma unable to finish it. And here comes Midland. Midland with the basketball. Right side. Three on the way. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball. They feed it ahead to Paloma. And Shea unable to knock down the layup. Probably going just a little bit too fast. And we've got the collision at the scorer's table. And sent me scrambling to make sure my laptop didn't go skating off the edge. And Midland will now inbound the basketball. Amanda Hansen, probably no less athletic move than the radio announcer trying to catch a ball and trying to make sure his laptop doesn't hit the ground at the same time. For the basketball is Hillary Huss. Huss with it. Huss gives it up over to Miranda Paul. Paul to Cox. Cox for the basketball. Cox passes right back over to Paul. Paul, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Eva Bold. Eva Bold with the basketball. Passes it over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Fetters. Fetters over to Cruz. 4:44 remaining first half. Cruz out front. Dort College leading by 9. Rinesmith tries to go to a spin move. Puts it up in traffic. Eva Bold there for the loose ball. And Rachel Eva Bold with her third field goal. And the Dort College defenders lead by 11, 29-18. They've led by as many as 13 today. Pass goes into the lane. Layup is good for Amanda Hansen. Hansen with a two-point bucket. It's 29-20. Dort College has built as much as a 13-point lead. Now it's wavered between 5 and 11 since then. Picking it up is Cruz over to Eva Wold. Might have the step. She doesn't. Overcamp holds her ground. Pass goes left side. Engbers. Engbers back over to Cruz. Cruz, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Eva Wold. 12 to shoot. Eva Wold backing Overcamp down. Eva Wold with a two-point bucket. She's got 8, and it's 31-20. 31-20 our score. Pass goes left side. Overcamp. Overcamp to Huss. Huss back to Hansen. Midland basketball. This is Cox. Cooks with the basketball. 9 to shoot. Thought about the 3. Drives into the lane. Puts it up with the right hand. Missed it. Planted it on the back iron. And the rebound is cleared by Engbers. Paige Engbers with the basketball. Paige across the timeline. Engbers has gotten a couple of 3s off but hasn't made them. She resorted to a ball fake and a drive moments ago that gave Dort College reestablished, I believe, an 11-point lead at the time. Cruz has a block, comes back down with it, puts the shot up, and might have panicked a bit. Thought she was going to get called for traveling. Instead, Overcamp clears the missed shot. Left side is Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen with it out front. She passes over to Huss. Huss, left side. Out front, Huss again. Huss, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Engbers. 2:41 remaining. So Dort College holding an 11-point lead with 2:41 left to play in the first half. Rinesmith with the basketball. Let's see if Dort College is able to finish the half well or if Midland's able to chip away at the lead. Annie Rinesmith fouled on the way to the hoop. She'll go to the free throw line and will shoot a couple as she was fouled in the act of shooting. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First free throw is up and down, 32-20, pending another free throw for Annie Rinesmith. This will be Dort College's fourth free throw shot. So far, the two teams combined are 5 for 5 from the charity stripe. Another free throw on the way for Rinesmith, the freshman from Shakopee, and I jinxed her. But coming away with the rebound is Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Back left side it goes Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Ryan Smith looking, and this is Angbers. Angbers, Gasing. Dort College can take their biggest lead of the game with a made bucket here. Three on the way. Ryan Smith, yep. Ryan Smith with the three moments after missing the back end of a free throw series. And the Dort College defenders lead by 15, 35 to 20. Left elbow, Overkamp. Overkamp gives it into the corner. Three-pointer answering. Good. For number two, Maddie Meadows. Meadows knocks down the triple, and the Dort College lead is back to 12, 35-23. 1:49 remaining. I don't think they got that call right. Looked like her back foot was still in the backcourt. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Dort College gets it back after the over and back violation. And I just don't think that all 3 points, both feet and the basketball, made it over midcourt. But that was the call. But it ends up Dort College getting the basketball back irregardless. In the backcourt with the basketball is Pruitt. Pruitt, two players around her, gets it away to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith up the floor, Gasing. Now we've got a jailbreak. Left side it goes. Underneath Evavold. Evavold basket good. Rachel Evavold with 10 points, and the Dort College lead is 37-23. Dort College matching their largest lead of the ballgame. 37-23. Out front with the basketball is Megan Cooks. Cooks with it. Cooks with it at the top of the key. Cooks gets the return pass. Looking for someone to pass to. She passes over to Hansen. Hansen missed it. No good. And the rebound is taken down by Dort College. And coming up with it is Dort College's Ebby Pruitt. Under a minute to go in this first half. Feed it down low. Evavold. Evavold out front. Angbers. Ball fake. Now Pruitt. Pruitt. Left side. Rinesmith. Hot hand. Three. Good. Annie Rinesmith with the hot hand. She's got 10 in the first half. The defenders lead 40-23. 40-23 our score. 35 seconds and counting. Pass goes left side. Overkamp. Overkamp. Right side to Meadows. Meadows tries to thread the needle, and the ball is deflected up, picked up by Gasink, and Dort College will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Dort College defenders. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more in a moment. Defenders with the basketball as we resume play. They get the ball into the front court. Cruz with it. Now 8 seconds remaining. Cruz spins, tries to drop it off, and the ball goes out of bounds. Stripped by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball with 2.9 seconds remaining. And Shea Palomo will check into the ball game. She will get in for Pruitt. So you got a post player for the out-of-bounds play. Angbers and Palomo will stack on the left side of the lane. They get it into Palomo. Pardon me, to. And that was Shea. Shea in the middle of the lane. They threw the lob to her. She tapped it up but was unable to put it in. And the Dort College defenders take a 40-23 lead into the locker room. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. Welcome back to Fremont, Nebraska. Dort College leading Midland 40-23 at halftime of this Women's Great Plains Athletic Conference contest. The defenders took the lead on a three-pointer by Annie Rinesmith to make it 3-2. We had no ties. We had no other lead changes. Midland did score the first 2 points of the game. Dort College took the lead at 3-2, and Dort College has led since. The defenders led by as many as 13 in the first quarter at 17-4. They led by 7 at the quarter break, 19-12. They pushed the lead to as many as 14, and then it shrunk down to 9 at 29-20. Dort College went on a 6-0 run to go up 35-20. And after a Midland 3, Dort College responded with back-to-back buckets, 1-2, 1-3. And that's where we stand at halftime. Dort College with their largest lead of the game at 40-23. The defenders led by Annie Rinesmith's 10 points along with Rachel Evavold. Midland is topped by Joelle Overkamp's 9 points, and I believe all 9 of those came in the first quarter of play. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the numbers in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 17 of 35 from the floor, 48.6%. 3 of 11 on threes, 27.3%. 3 for 4 on free throws, 75%. For Midland, 9 of 29 from the floor, 31%. 3 for 14 from the three-point line, 21.4%. 2 for 2 from the free throw line for 100%. Dort College, a 26-13 rebound advantage. The defenders committed 9 turnovers in the first half. Midland also charged with 9 turnovers in the first half of play. Dort College with 7 steals, Midland with 4. Annie Rinesmith leading Dort College on 3 of 4 shooting from the floor with 10 points. Rachel Evavold, 5 for 5 from the floor. She also has 10 points. Jamie Gasink with 8, 4 for Kim Cruz, 2 for Paige Ingbers, 2 for Alyssa Flohn, and 4 for Ebby Pruitt. For Midland, they are led by Joelle Overkamp's 9 points, 4 for Amanda Hansen, 3 for Megan Cook, 2 for Madison Severson, 3 for Madison Meadows, and 2 for Hillary Huss for their total of 23 points. 5 rebounds for Kim Cruz, 5 rebounds for Rachel Evavold, 4 for Ebby Pruitt, 3 each for Jamie Gasink and Paige Ingbers. For Midland, Amanda Hansen had 3, Maddie Meadows had 3, Joelle Overkamp had 2. 3 assists for Megan Cooks, 2 for Joelle Overkamp. 2 assists for Annie Rinesmith, and 3 steals for Jamie Gasink, 2 steals for Ebby Pruitt. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're at halftime. Dort College leading Midland, 40-23. Back with more at half right after this. Halftime scores from around the conference, either at halftime or nearing halftime. Dakota Wesleyan leading Doan, 28-16. Concordia over Morningside, 44-35. No report on Mount Marty and the College of St. Mary in Omaha. Heading into play today, Concordia is 12-0. Hastings is 11-1 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan is 9-2. It's a three-horse race right now for the GPAC title with 9 games to go for most schools, 8 for some. Morningside is at 7-4. Northwestern is 7-6. Midland, 5-6. Briarcliff, 5-7. Doan, 4-7. Mount Marty, 4-8. College of St. Mary, 1-12. Dort College, 0-12. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, also online, kdcr885.com. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the second half of play in a moment. Kim Cruz for the basketball as we resume play. Nothing there for Palama. Comes back right side over to Cruz as we resume the second half of play. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Gasing. Gasing puts it back up, and she has it knocked away from her out of bounds. It will be Midland basketball. Midland trailing 40-23. Dort College on defense now, unable to convert on that first play of the second half, that first possession of the second half for the defenders. With the basketball, right side it goes to Paul. Miranda Paul gives it up. Now comes back out front to Amanda Hansen. Paul's pass deflected, taken away by Shea Palama. Shea stops, puts it up, good. Shea Palama with her first 2 points today, and the Dort College lead grows to 19, 42-23. Into the front court is Madison Severson. Severson with the basketball. She goes over to Hansen. Hansen at the top of the key. She passes into the left corner. Shot from the left corner by Midland. No good. Rebound taken down by Paige Ingbers. Ingbers gets it ahead to Cruz. Cruz right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it on the right wing. Rinesmith underneath to Gasink. Gasink layup good. Jamie Gasink with a 2-point basket for Jamie. She's got 10. She joins Annie Rinesmith and Rachel Evavold with 10 points. Dort College up 21, 44-23. Dort College looking for their first win of the conference year. Trying to go on the road and get it. Miranda Paul, 3 from the right wing, is good. Miranda Paul with her first 3 of the day, and the Dort College lead is back to 44-26. 44-26, our score. Cruz with the basketball. Kim with it on the left wing. Brings it back to the middle of the floor. She's got it in between the circles out front. Comes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Gives it up. Palama. Palama, bucket, good. Shea Palama driving the middle of the lane, gets that shot to go as she angled off to the right and banked it in at the last moment. Midland basketball. Warriors have it. Madison Severson. Down to the baseline is Paul. Paul, layup good. beg your pardon, that's Cooks. Cooks with a two-point basket. It's 46-28. So Cooks was able to go right baseline and got the bank shot to go. Gaysink with it across the timeline. Jamie into the front court, drops it off. Paloma, Cruz out front, top of the key three, bank, no good. And the rebound is taken down by Midland's Miranda Paul. And a foul called in the backcourt on Dort College and Shea Paloma. Paloma whistled for her second personal foul. Shea Paloma checks out. Paige Ingbers checks out. Eva Vold is in along with Peyton Harmson. Midland basketball trailing by 18 are the Warriors. Warriors trying to bring it back to a 10-point difference, trying to get it to something manageable. Overcamp passes left side. Cut off. That's the drive by Hansen. Controlled by Cooks. Cooks back to Hansen. Hansen puts it up against Rinesmith. Two-point basket is good. Amanda Hansen with 6 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 46-30. Right side, Gaysink. Gaysink to Evavold. Evavold stops on the block. Kick it over to Rinesmith. Into the corner, Harmson. Harmson, three, good. Peyton Harmson with a three-point basket. Her first of the day, and the Dort College lead is 49-30. 19-point advantage for the defenders. On the right side of the basketball is Cooks. Cooks on the wing. Cooks will bring it back to the top of the key. Cooks comes back right side, Severson. They look underneath for Overcamp. Instead, it goes back to Cooks. Cooks driving baseline against Cruz, and we've got a blocking foul called on Kim Cruz. And for Kim Cruz, that is foul number one. Well, Dort College having success on the offensive end this afternoon. They're just 13 points shy of their season average now. Checking out of the ballgame, Gaysink and Cruz for the defenders. Pruitt checks in. Along with Alyssa Flohn. Pass out front, nearly deflected by Pruitt. It's taken by Severson for Midland. Throws over the top, gets it to Cooks. Cooks, three-pointer, left wing, good. 8 points for Cooks, and the Dort College lead, 16, 49-33. Steal at midcourt, here comes Midland. Midland with the basketball. Cooks in the lane. Her pass taken back by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Cooks wanted a foul call. Pruitt comes away with a loose ball, though. Gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith on the right side to Harmson. Harmson to Flohn. Flohn right side. Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Evavold, double team. Backdoor cut. Pruitt. Pruitt puts it up, and a foul called against Megan Cooks. Cooks whistled for her second personal foul. Two free throws on the way now for Abby Pruitt. So Abby Pruitt had 4 first half points. She goes to the free throw line here. First free throw by Abby is up and down. 5 points for Pruitt. 50-33, Dort College by 17. 5.5 left to go in the third quarter. Second free throw by Pruitt, up and down. Pruitt with 6. And the defenders lead by 18, 51-33. With the basketball, Midland. Pass goes left side, Hansen. Hansen to Severson. Severson with the basketball. Cooks. Cooks trying to draw some contact. Misses a shot. Evavold wants to outlet it. She does to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim on the left side. Cruz gets it into the corner. Harmson. Harmson. Back out front, Cruz. Cruz, Flohn. Flohn, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold, two-point basket, good. She's got 12 points, and she is a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw, field this afternoon. Hansen goes right side to Severson. Bounce it into Cooks. Cooks driving the lane. Her shot won't go, but a foul on the play. Megan Cooks whistled for the personal foul. And I believe that was Evavold that got called for the personal, her first. 4:43 remaining in the third quarter. Dort College leading 53-33 with 2 free throws on the way for Cooks. Cooks makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. Megan Cux with 7 points here in the second half. 10 points for the ball game, averaging 15.7 points per game. North College has done a pretty good job of putting the clamps on Joelle Overkamp. Pass from Eva Bold, cross court, taken away by Cux. Cux for the basketball. Cux goes left side to Hansen, and Hansen is fouled on the play. Foul charge to Dort College's Peyton Harmson. That is foul number one on Peyton Harmson. Team foul number four on the defender, so Midland getting close to the bonus here in the third quarter. Pruitt and Eva Bold check out along with Flown and Harmson. 4:22 remaining. At the top of the key, Midland basketball. Hillary Huss to Overkamp. Overkamp back to Huss. Huss looking for Overkamp. Comes back to Cux. Cux with the basketball in between the circles. Cux will drive in. Kick out pass. Left side, nothing there. Ball deflected, picked up by Gasing. Dort College with a chance to build the lead back to 20. 53-35. Right side with it is Ryan Smith. Cross-court pass, Angburst, three-pointer on the way. Wang missed it, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback, though, is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with a two-point basket. She's got 12, and the defenders lead 55-35. 55-35, our score. Pass comes out front. Severson, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Palama. Palama outlets to Gasink. Gasink a two-on-two break. Got Angburst on the left side. Driving in, Angburst, nothing there. Tries to force it into Gasink, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It will be Dort College basketball. Annie Rinesmith will throw the ball in for the Dort College defenders. Rinesmith to trigger it. Gets it into Gasink. 3:20 remaining in the quarter. Kick out pass. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled. Here comes Midland. It's taken away by Huss. Midland up the floor with a basketball. Huss on the right side working against Angburst, trying to get a little separation. Nothing there. Out front, Cooks. Cooks, three, missed it, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Angburst. Angburst with a basketball. Gets it away to Cruz. Cruz up the floor. Cruz, two players around her, splits the defense, drives the lane, dumps it off for Palama. Palama puts it up. Shot is good, and she's fouled. Shea Palama with 6 points and a free throw coming. So a free throw opportunity here for Dort College, and the defenders can take their biggest lead of the ball game. Dort College led by as many as 22 at one point. Beg your pardon, 21. That was 44-23. So they have matched their biggest lead. They've surpassed their biggest lead. It's currently 58-35, Dort College in front, 2:40 remaining in the third quarter. With the basketball, Cooks. Cooks to Huss. Huss baseline. Cross-court pass is tipped and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gasink. It will be Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Midland basketball throwing it in is Megan Cooks. Cooks passes it left side. Comes back out front, Overkamp. One of the few times Overkamp has gotten the ball. She'll put up a three, hurried it, no good. Rebound taken away, weak side by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith over to Cruz. Cruz up the floor. And Cruz trying to press the issue. Gets it ahead to Gasing, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in is Kim Cruz. Cruz triggers it. Out front, this is Midland. On defense, Dort College basketball, Ryan Smith over to Cruz, 25 to shoot. Gasink, left side, Angburst, swing it into the left corner, Ryan Smith, cut, Cruz, basket, good. Kim Cruz with 6 points, Dort College leading 60-35. 60-35, Midland trailing. Midland has the basketball, Meadows. Well, if Midland's going to make a game of this, they're going to have to start chipping away at this lead. Shot no good by Cooks. Rebound taken away. Here comes Dort College. Cruz up the floor. Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith trying to feed it to Gasink on a no-look pass. Ball's tipped away, out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 1:53 remaining. Third quarter of play, Dort College in front. Throwing the ball in will be Rinesmith. She gets it into Gasink, 20 to shoot. Feed it down low, Rinesmith. To Evavold. Evavold, kick out pass. That ended up in the hands of Pruitt by way of deflection. Her shot, she lost it on the way up. Midland has the basketball back, trying to cut into the lead. Meadows with the basketball. Meadows to Huss, to Overkamp. Left side pass. Midland basketball goes to Huss. Huss guarded there by Angbers. Huss, right elbow to Meadows. Three on the way. Heads up and in. Chancey Nelson with the three-point basket for Midland. Rinesmith with it. Dort College leading 60-38. Angbers misses the three. And here comes Midland with a chance to cut the lead down to 20 or 19. 55 seconds and counting. Overkamp down to the baseline. Cut off by Gasink, but Overkamp throws in the shot, and that's her first bucket since the first quarter. It's 60-40. Dort College with the lead and the basketball. Pruitt will come across the timeline. Gets it to Rinesmith, back to Pruitt. Pruitt, pull-up jumper, left elbow, missed it, no good. And the rebound is fouled. Or the foul on the rebound called against Gasink. She went up for it along with Overkamp. So Gasink whistled for the personal foul for Jamie. I believe that is number one on her. And we'll have free throws. Overkamp will shoot free throws. 60-40 our score. Well, this lead not that long ago was a 25-point difference. Midland right now in a 5-0 run, 6-0 now. So Overkamp makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 12 points for Overkamp, averaging 16 points per game. And the Dort College lead is 19. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body work and paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. Certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955. 722-2313. Into the front court where the basketball is flown. Dort College leading 60-42. On the right side, the backdoor cut, Pruitt. Pruitt got free for an easy basket. Pruitt cutting to the bucket. She's got eight. Dort College leads 62-42. 12 seconds remaining. Midland with the basketball. Dort College on defense. Pass left side. Nelson. Nelson goes into the corner. Meadows. Meadows puts it up. The runner is good. Maddie Meadows with 5 points, and the Dort College lead is 18, 62, 244. Let's take a break. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of play in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also online, KDCR885.com. Midland basketball to start the fourth quarter of play. Dort College sitting on an 18-point lead. Let's see if they can ride this one home and get their first win of the conference year. Pass goes left side, Nelson. Nelson with it on the wing. Nelson picks up her dribble. They dump it down low. Midland basketball. Back over to Nelson. Nelson three. Good. Chancey Nelson with 6 points, and it's 62-47. It's a long game, and this Midland team can score points in bunches if they get going from the outside. Right now they've got I believe three players in double figures. With it out front, they go down low. Gasink, Gasink double teamed, and now we've got a foul called on Jamie Gasink. Gasink lowered her shoulder on the baseline and gets called for the personal foul. Chancey Nelson with the basketball. Goes left side. Meadows, Overkamp. Overkamp goes right wing to Amanda Hansen. Hansen to Overkamp. Overkamp drives the lane, lays it up with the right hand. Good. That could be a problem. Overkamp's got it going a little bit right now. She's got 15, 62-49. She had 9 in the first quarter. held silent until late in the third quarter and now has 15. Kim Cruz answering with a three. No. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College maintains possession of the basketball. Timeout situation. Midland has four remaining. Dort College has three. Start over new on the foul count for bonuses. Ryan Smith, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Shea Palama. Palama, kick out pass. Three on the way. Engbers, no. Rebound cleared by Meadows. Meadows over the basketball. Meadows gives it up to Hansen. Hansen over the basketball, right side to Nelson. Nelson over the basketball on the right wing. Gets a screen. Nelson out front. Feeds it right side. Looking down low. And it's taken away by Dort College. And coming away with it was Shea Palama. Foul on the play is called on Paige Erickson. For Erickson, that is number two. Erickson playing for the first time in a while. She started the first 14 games of the year. This is her first action back. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball, I believe. .8-11 remaining in this contest, Dort College 62, Midland 49. Midland right now in the midst of a they're in the midst of a 14-2 run. So they've cut 12 points off of what was a 25-point lead. 62-49. Ball is inbounded. Gasing. Gasing gets it to Palama. Right side it goes to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with a basketball. Ryan Smith gives it up. Engbers. Engbers on the left wing. Page underneath. Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith basket. Good. Annie Ryan Smith with a two-point basket. She's got 14. And the Dort College lead is back to 15. 64-49. Timeout on the floor. Back with more in a moment.
Dort College's Business Administration and Accounting program is one of the largest student-enrolled programs. As a member of this program, I can see why. Business majors can choose from a wide range of emphases, and our business professors have an impressive amount of experience with small and large companies. Our professors teach from a unique Christian perspective that prepares students for a life of service in an extremely influential field. For more information about the business program, visit dort.edu.
This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders on defense after using that timeout after a made basket. Missed shot by Midland on the other end. Here comes Dort College and Gasink. Gasink stops on the left elbow. Tries to feed it back over to Ryan Smith. Now picked up by Hansen. Hansen racing the other way. One player to beat. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but I believe we've got a foul called on Paige Engbers. Nope, they're going to call that on Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal. That's number two on her. And Midland will go to the free throw line to try and convert a couple of free throws and try to cut the lead back to 13. That's as close as they've been in a while. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way for Amanda Hansen. Both teams have shot free throws well today. Neither team has shot a lot of them, though. Dort College is 6-for-7 from the free throw line, while the Midland Warriors are 6-of-7 as well. Now 7-of-8. 64-50. 14-point advantage for Dort College, and a blocking foul called on Overkamp. Joelle Overkamp whistled for her second personal foul. That's team foul number two as well on Midland. 7:14 remaining. As long as Dort College keeps it at a double-digit lead, you feel pretty good. But if it shrinks below that, then you've got a game. Left side pass, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it, gives it up. Gasink. Gasink races around her player, lays it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Jamie Gasink will go to the free throw line. 66-50 with a free throw on the way. Jamie Gasink shooting a free throw. Dort College leading 66-50 with a free throw coming. Gasink, an 83% free throw shooter this season, and hits that one off the front iron, and it falls off. 66-50 Door College leading. Midland has been as close as 13. That's as close as they have gotten. 62-49, they were down by 13. Right side pass, Midland. Lob pass over the top. Come back outside, Cooks. Cooks, three, top of the key, good. Megan Cooks with a three-point basket. She's got 10 in the second half, 13 points for the ball game, and the defender lead is down to 13 again at 66-53. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout. Back with more in a moment. Shoot two. And that is foul number three. And I believe they charged that one to Megan Cooks. Not positive. It's either going to be on Cooks or Overcamp. Going to double check that. And it appears, well, I missed. 0 for 2. Amanda Hansen whistled for that personal foul. That's her third. First free throw on the way for Pruitt is good. She's got another one coming. She is 3 for 3 from the free throw line. She currently has 9 points. Another free throw on the way for the freshman from Urbandale. This one's up and through as well. 68-253. Pruitt makes both free throws. Midland basketball. Amanda Hansen across the timeline. She goes right side. With it is Joelle Overcamp. Overcamp out front. Now to Cooks. Her college by 15. In the lane, shot no good by Erickson. And the rebound is taken down by Door College. Coming up with it is Kim Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz with it on the right side. Door College a chance to build on the 15-point lead. Pruitt with it on the right side. Puts it on the deck a couple times. Comes back out front to Rinesmith. Rinesmith goes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz looking down low, and it's taken away by Overcamp. Overcamp with the basketball after the turnover. Right side, Cooks. Cooks gets a ball screen. Out front, three on the way. Launched it, no good, and that one misses badly. Chancey Nelson catches the side of the rim, and that was it. Rebound, Door College. Cruz, top of the key. Angbers. Back goes right side, Evavold. Evavold reverses. Pruitt, Cruz, three. Left wing, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared, weak side. Here comes Midland, and now Door College wants a defensive stop. Pass goes left side. Driving in, shot no good, but Amanda Hansen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is charged to Paige Angbers. And that's foul number two on Paige Angbers. So the free throws for Amanda Hansen. First free throw is good. She's got another one coming. 8 points for Hansen. 68-54. So Door College holding the lead at 13-15 points. Unable to build on it, though, after Midland made an initial charge. 68-55 after the two made free throws by Hansen. Hansen with 9 points. Less than 5 minutes to go in this contest. Door College with a 13-point lead. Pass, left side, Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline, stripped on the way up, lost it out of bounds. It's last touched by Midland. It'll be Door College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Alyssa Flohn. Flohn to Trigger, looking. Passes over the top, tipped. Cruz comes up with it. Cruz sidesteps a defensive player, lays it up with the right hand, good. Kim Cruz with 6 points. Door College leads 70-55. 70-55, our score. Left side pass. Cooks goes to Overcamp. Overcamp with the basketball. Back over to Cooks. Cooks on the left wing. Cooks passes right side. Three on the way is up and good. Amanda Paul knocks down a three. She's got six. And the North College lead is back to 70-58. That's a two-hand sub after the sack. 70-58 our score. Cruz throwing the ball in. Bringing the ball up will be Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it near the center jump circle. Pass goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz driving in, lost it. Two players around her, ball deflected, picked up by Midland. Midland on a run to the hoop. No, it's taken back by Rinesmith, and Rinesmith will reset the offense. Rhinesmith with the basketball, 3:48 remaining in the fourth quarter. York College with a 70-58 lead. Pass goes over to Pruitt. Pruitt on the wing. Pruitt gives it up to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith with it out front. Annie Rhinesmith with it, 10 to shoot. Now 9. Driving in Rhinesmith, layup left hand, good. Annie Rhinesmith with 16 points. And the North College defenders withstand the initial run by Midland. I think they've got probably one more charge in them, but Midland's starting to look a little tired. Bench got pretty thin here in the second half. Paul with the three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared, though, by Midland. 14 to shoot, now 13. Out front with is Cooks. Cooks to Paul. Paul on the right wing. Miranda Paul picks up her dribble, passes left side. Down to the right baseline. Shot is up, hangs on the rim and won't fall through. Rebound taken down by Shea Palama. Under 3 minutes to go in this ball game. Pass to Gasing. Gasing drive to the basket with the right hand, lace it up, good. Jamie Gasing with a two-point bucket. She's got 14. And the North College defenders back to a 16-point cushion, 74-58 with 2:44 remaining. We have a timeout. Back with more in a moment. This is North College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Midland basketball after the timeout. Three-pointer is missed. North College clears the rebound. Now Rhinesmith is in the backcourt. Midland showing full-court pressure defense. North College in danger of a 10-second call. Throw to midcourt. Taken back by Overkamp. Three-pointer from the corner, no good. Rebound Gasink, 2:13 remaining. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt will drive in. Stopped by Paul. Miranda Paul putting the defense up. Comes back outside. Rhinesmith, 2 minutes to go. Here's Cruz. Cruz at midcourt. Cruz over to Gasink. Gasink on the left wing. Now comes back to Palama. Palama, shot in the lane, no good, but Shea is fouled on the way to the hoop. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. North College with a 16-point lead, 74-58. Midland went to a full-court pressure defense after the timeout and put some pressure on, but Shea Palama got free on the back end of the press. She's got 8 points now, and the defender lead is 75-58 pending the free throw. Certainly looks like North College in a great position to end their losing skid in GPAC play. 75-58, the defenders by 17. And a second free throw on the way by Palama is up and through. That one was flat, but it drops through to the bottom of the bucket. North College leading 76-58. North College in the bonus from here on out as well. Midland basketball, Hansen. Hansen goes right side. This is Jada Simpson for Midland. Left side pass. Midland basketball, Christine Felty. And Midland has gone to their reserves. Pass goes down to the baseline, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll lead North College basketball. Annie Rhinesmith will check out of the game. Hannah Norton checks in. Now Midland still in pressuring defense. Gasing gets the ball into Pruitt. 1.5 left to go. Pruitt will bring the ball up against the man-to-man defense applied here by Simpson. Right side pass, Norton. Norton basketball. She passes Gasing. Gasing fetters. Fetters Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt to Norton. Norton with the ball. And the North College defenders will call a timeout to get a sub in. That's Abby Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gets into the ball game. Checking out will be Angbers. North College will improve to 1-12 this season in the conference and 9-14 overall. Abby Pruitt with the basketball at the free throw line. Goes over to Gasing. Baseline jumper is good for Jamie. Jamie Gasing with 8 points in the first half, another eight here in the second half. North College leads 78-58, under a minute to go. Midland basketball driving in, nothing there. Comes back over to Jada Simpson. And now foul called on Fetters. Melissa Fetters whistled for the personal foul, so the freshman from Sioux Center commits the infraction. Jamie Gasink will check out of the ball game. Peyton Harmson is in. 78-58, North College. leading by 20. Down to the baseline is Simpson. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. And the rebound taken away on the weak side by Walterstorff. Walterstorff in the backcourt tries to pass it away to Pruitt. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be North College basketball. 24 seconds on the shot clock. 26.5 seconds on the game clock. Throwing the ball in is Abby Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets the ball in to Pruitt. Pruitt with the ball. Pruitt gets it ahead to Norton. Norton passes right side to Fetters. Fetters layup no good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Midland. Midland brings it up. Jada Simpson. Simpson will put up a three. Missed it. No good. And a fight for the rebound now. And Walterstorff comes down with it along with Simpson. And I believe Simpson and Midland player bumped heads. Players shaken up for the Midland Warriors. 5.9 seconds remaining. And it looks like Jada Simpson goes off holding her upper lip. And the other Midland player might have taken a blow to the head as well. And she's being attended to right now by the Midland training staff. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual and Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Also made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Also made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. And by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Well, the injured player still being attended to near the free throw line on the Midland end of the floor. Dort College's next action will be Wednesday evening when they host the Northwestern Red Raiders. Dort College, a pair of home games coming up next week after playing a pair of games on the road this week. Played in Mitchell on Wednesday night, here in Fremont this afternoon. And then it's against Northwestern in Sioux Center on Wednesday night of this week. And then back at home 1 week from today when the defenders will be hosting the Doan College Tigers. And that will be senior day, senior recognition day for the Dort College women's and men's basketball teams. Player shaken up was Christine Felty. She walks off of the floor under her own power and with 5.9 seconds remaining. Midland inbounding the basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Peyton Harmson. Harmson gets the ball inbounded to Pruitt, and that's going to do it. Our final score, Dort College 78, Midland 58. Coming up, the Wireless World postgame wrap. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back for our postgame wrap-up, and this is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson out of the locker room, so we will talk to her. Before we get to the numbers in their entirety, I had a chance to glance at them. And Coach DeWitt-Severson, congratulations. First win of the conference season, and you keep plugging away at it, and you keep telling the women that good things will happen if you keep playing hard. We all know that that's not a guarantee of wins, but the team has shown some improvement, especially from Wednesday night to today. Played a much better ball game, obviously, and that resulted in a 20-point win for your team.
Yeah, we feel like we can breathe easy a little bit. The girls have been working really hard in practice and making some adjustments to our offense and adjustments to our defense. And I think finally to see those things pay off is a really good thing for our team. And now maybe we can keep rolling and get a couple more wins here in the next few games.
You played from in front, and that is such a big part. That I felt was such a big part of today. Midland did not shoot it well early. You were able to build a double-digit lead. When they're not shooting well early, you really need to take advantage because they can score points in bunches.
Yeah, we actually thought our first 5 minutes against Dakota Wesleyan was pretty good. I think it was 7-8 with 5:40 left in the first quarter. And so we said, let's just build on that and say the first 5 minutes is really critical, especially on someone else's floor. And I think one reason they didn't shoot it well is because our defense was really locked in, and I think they had to take some really tough shots, deep threes, some layups over people's hands, and then we rebounded really, really well. And so it was really nice to use that and then push us into a good lead at halftime.
1 week ago, you basically said we're going on the road, we want to get one road win, and you alluded to the fact that you really felt like this was the one you could go on the road and get. What made you feel after playing Midland earlier in the year that this was a game you could go on the road and get here today?
Well, you know, we went into halftime at our place with the lead, and one thing that they did was get to the free throw line, and we think that the adjustments that we've made defensively and the points of emphasis that we've had in practice have really allowed us to become a better team and keep people off the free throw line, and they only went to the free throw line 10 times, and at our place it was significantly more than that. I want to say it was over 30 times. And that's one way that they score. They're an incredible free throw shooting team. I think both Overcamp and Cucks shoot over 80%, if not pushing 90%. And so that allowed us to have some success.
Through the course of the day, I'll pay attention to who's in the gym, who's walking the hallways, looking like they've gotten a sweat on before practice or after practice. This past week, I saw Jamie Gasink one morning coming back with a basketball. Looked like she had gotten done with a workout. I said, hey, getting some shots up? And she said, yeah, after Wednesday night, she felt like she really had to. It's good to see when kids take it upon themselves to do those things, to try and make things right, and then for it to pay off. That doesn't always work that way, but here today it did for Jamie.
Right. It was nice to see that. Jamie is such a great athlete. And she adds value in so many ways. She can rebound, she can defend, but I was really happy to see her have a game where the ball was going in the hole because she needed to build that confidence again, because if we're going to keep being successful, we need to keep having people that can put the ball in the hole in a variety of ways, and she's one that can do it off the bounce. She can shoot the three, she can get to the free throw line, and so I was really excited for her to have a good night.
Annie Ryan-Smith, 16 points, 4 rebounds, and 6 assists. Sometimes as a point guard, it gets hard to get the ball back once you give it up. Here today, she was able to get others involved, but she was also part of the offense once you got into the offense and found 9 shot attempts.
Yeah, some of the adjustments that we've made to our offense allows us to spread the ball a little bit more evenly, and I think we're doing that well right now. Annie, I think she's capable of being really great in our league, and I think she showed a little bit of that tonight. She hit the three, she got to the paint, she dished out the ball really well. And now we just have to keep her performing at a consistent rate in order for us to continue to win.
Shea Palama and Rachel Evavold cut the minutes up in the post. You didn't have Rio Landers today, so it ends up with those two playing probably a few more minutes than they normally would. Both really got into the flow and played well in stretches.
Yeah, you know, Shea missed a couple of shots early, and we just told her, Shea, you're taking great shots. You just got to believe in yourself. And then she made a couple of tough shots, and her confidence started flowing. And we really feel that Rachel is doing a great job off the bench relieving Shea in some of those minutes. And not having Rio, we told her going into this game that she was going to have to play a bigger role for us. And she was 6-for-6 from the floor. She passes really well out of the post, and she had 8 rebounds, 4 of which were offensive, which was huge. And because of those two, it allowed us to have a significant rebounding advantage. I think it says 45-24 here, 13 O-boards to 3 O-boards, which is a great stat for our team to have, because when we're playing well, it's when we're rebounding well.
Northwestern on Wednesday at home, and then another home game on Saturday. Obviously, going back home, like to try and keep this going. And Northwestern coming to town on Wednesday, they're a team that's been playing pretty well as of late.
Yeah, they're a tough team. They're a tough matchup for a lot of people because they're not small. And then I think Manaman is one of the most dynamic point guards that I've ever seen play, and she really runs their offense well and gets the ball to a lot of different people in a lot of different situations. So we're really going to have to lock down on her and make sure that we can control the tempo a little bit. And then they have Cassidy DeYoung back after that hand injury against us early in the season, and so we're definitely going to have to make sure that we keep her in check a little bit. She's rebounding the ball really well, which is creating shots for herself and teammates. And then we got to make sure that we're matching up with our post players. We hope to have Rio back on Wednesday, giving her a little bit of rest today to hopefully, you know, heal up a hamstring issue that's been nagging a little bit. But after today, I feel confident and prepared as we go into that game.
Do you get the feeling from your team last week, 10 days, 2 weeks, a little more relaxed? Doesn't seem like when they're playing on the floor, just seems like maybe letting the game come to them a little bit more.
Yeah, we've changed some things in our offense to allow that to happen. And, you know, we came out with that attitude in the second half of Dakota Wesleyan. Our girls are really hard on themselves. And so we've been really focusing on one possession at a time. Whether it's offense or defense, all we can think about in that moment is that possession. And I think our girls are doing a really great job of that. We're coming with a really relaxed attitude in practice, and we're still competing at a really high level. And we're just really enjoying ourselves. We're enjoying each other. We're getting to know each other a little bit better as we're further into the season. And I think that's helped on the court as well.
Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, have a safe trip back to Sioux Center. Congratulations on that conference win. None of them come easily, so congratulations on getting this one here today.
Thank you.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, and that's going to do it for our interview portion of the post-game wrap. Let's take another break, and we will be back with more information for you right after this. We'll take a look at the numbers in a moment. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers from our women's basketball game today. Dort College, 32 of 64 from the floor, 50%. For Dort College, really, it has come down this season to when they get as many shots as the opponent, they're very competitive. Where they have really had trouble this year is when they do not get as many shots as the opponent. And today, Dort College actually got 9 more shots from the field than their opponent, the Midland University Warriors. Dort College, 32 of 64 from the floor, did not shoot the 3 exceptionally well. In fact, they were under 20% for the ball game at 4 of 21. Dort College, 10 for 12, shooting from the free throw line, 83%. Both teams had 15 turnovers. Dort College had a 45-24 rebounding advantage with 13 offensive rebounds. That helped Dort College get those 9 more shots from the floor than their opponent. Midland, 20 of 55, shooting for 36.4%, 9 for 30 on threes, 30%, 9 for 10 on free throws for 90%. The defenders were led by Jamie Gasek and Annie Rinesmith with 16 points each. Rachel Evavold ended with 12. Abby Pruitt came off of the bench to score 10 on 3 of 6 shooting. She also knocked down 4 of 4 free throws. 9 points for Shea Palama, 8 for Kim Cruz, 2 for Paige Engbers, 2 for Alyssa Flone, and 3 for Peyton Harmson for their total of 78 points. For Midland, Joelle Overkamp had 15 points. She had 9 in the first quarter. She got 6 in a hurry at the end of the third quarter and beginning of the fourth quarter. But for the most part, the defenders did a pretty good job holding her in check. Megan Cooks ended up with 13 points. She had 3 at halftime. She ends with 13. 9 for Amanda Hansen, 6 for Miranda Paul, 2 for Madison Severson, 5 for Maddie Meadows, 2 for Hillary Huss, and 6 for Chancey Nelson. Dort College led in rebounding by Rachel Evavold's 8 rebounds in 17 minutes of play. Kim Cruz and Jamie Gasek had 6 rebounds each. Paige Engbers grabbed 5. Annie Rinesmith and Shea Palama had 4. Abby Pruitt also had 4. For Midland, Joelle Overkamp had 4. Maddie Meadows, 4. Assists, we talked about Annie Rinesmith, 6. Paige Engbers ended with 3. 2 for Kim Cruz. 4 steals for Jamie Gasek, 3 for Abby Pruitt, as Dort College had 11 steals as a team. Megan Cux had 10 assists for Midland. Joelle Overkamp had 3. Dort College improves to 9-14, 1-12 in the conference. Midland falls to 5-7 and 13-8. Next up for the defenders, Northwestern in Sioux Center on Wednesday night. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for our men's contest right after this.